Soprano Angela Mead, welcome back to Philadelphia.
Oh, thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
You were here when you were a student at AVA.
I was. I was a student at the Academy of Vocal Arts for 4 years, and I actually have a second home here, so it's kind of like coming home to sing.
That's great. Well, welcome home. In this work, it's such an overwhelming, magnificent, mammoth piece of music. What's the experience like singing it?
While there's not a lot vocally for either of the soloists to do, I think it's more emotionally burdensome to sit and listen to the piece because you become emotionally involved in it because you think about your own mortality and you think about those who have passed away, loved ones, families, friends, and especially if it's something that's been recent, it makes you really sort of emotionally drained at the end.
You come in after four movements, and an awful lot has gone on. If you're singing a role in an opera, you inhabit a character, and the experience of it is different, I suppose, from listening to it. But in this work, how do you experience those first four movements, and how do they inform your singing in the fifth movement?
Well, like I was saying, I mean, you become emotionally involved in it. When I was looking back through my text that I say in relation to what the chorus says, I think that the soprano solo, I view her as sort of like the angel looking upon everybody and saying, this is what's going to happen when you die and God's going to be there for you. And it's interesting to sit there and listen to the rest of the music because you sort of hear the different phases of what we think about when we think about death. There's the real calm part, and we think about like the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and you hear this very kind of agitated music, the fear of dying. So it's really, I love to sit on stage and listen to it. I know that the audience is going to love it as well.
The music can just tap into emotion that as a listener, for example, we may not even realize is there, and suddenly we feel overwhelmed. What is it like when you're singing it? Do you have to maintain a kind of distance from that?
It's a hard balance sometimes. If you've had somebody who has passed away recently, I'm even getting for Klimt talking about it. My mom passed away a little over 2.5 years ago. And it's still, I sit out there and I think about her as I'm singing. And I have to sort of rein myself in because I can topple over the edge. And it's really hard with something like this.
It's very difficult.
It is.
Now, you sing a lot of opera, you sing in recital, you sing with orchestras. How do your experiences in each of those formats inform one another? If you sing opera a lot, how does that inform your singing in a work like this?
I don't know that they're mutually exclusive. I love doing concert work. I love the intimacy of it, the fact that the audience is right there in front of you and you can see them plain as day and see their expressions and you can see how it affects them more so than when you're in an opera and it's completely dark in the theater. And it feels like you're sort of all in it together when you're doing a concert or a recital. The audience is kind of there living the moment with you. I know that they live their moment with you when you're in opera too, but you can experience it because you experience what they're seeing and feeling.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.